Okay, I have three very special gardens for you. Okay, and each garden has a clue as to how to produce a good fruit and harvest that God is looking for in our lives. Okay, so our first garden is, anyone tell me? Apples, okay. So I have different varieties of apples. We have Pink Lady, we have Royal Gala, and we have a cooking apple. And you know what? We have lots of different choices, don't we, of apples, okay? Some might look a bit waxy, some might look tasty, but actually taste rather sharp, or some aren't even meant to be eaten, they're meant to be cooked first. So here we have a garden where we have apples to choose from, okay? Our second garden. Anybody tell me? Olives, okay? So again, we have different varieties of olives to choose from, okay? Some have things in it, others have different sauces on it, I don't know. I'm not particularly keen on olives. Maybe I might share some out with you later. But we have olives, and sometimes olives are crushed, aren't they, to make olive oil, and they have a lot of a bigger purpose once we crush our olives. So we have olives to crush, we have apples to choose from. Wonder what's under our third and final garden. Okay, we have grapes, okay. So again, I have grapes to choose from, different flavours. I've got Tutti Frutti, candy floss flavoured grapes, weird, and just the normal grapes. So we have lots to choose from. But who here has received a punnet of grapes when they're in hospital? Or you've taken a punnet of grapes to someone in hospital? Anyone done that? Yeah, you all get to. So very often, grapes can be seen as healthy, they can be seen to be a curing thing to help someone feel better. So we have apples to choose from, we have olives to crush, and we have grapes to cure. Now how you're thinking, hang on a minute, how does this relate to harvest? Well, these gardens have one thing in common, and that's a special gardener called God. And God is faithful. He is our faithful gardener. But how is he our faithful gardener? Well, each of these gardens has a message showing us, linking up with the Bible, as to how he is a faithful God. Okay, so first we have our apples. We go right back to the beginning of the Bible, where we are in the Garden of Eden, okay? And Eve made the wrong choice by taking the fruit from the tree of knowledge. She made that choice to do what God had asked her not to do. And sometimes we make wrong choices. We might decide to do something other than what we've been told. Maybe you're a child and you've disobeyed your parents. I know I used to a lot and probably still do. But we have that choice, don't we? God doesn't force his love on us. We can choose to have a relationship with him. Okay, bringing on to our olives. Okay, and to the specific garden called the Garden of Gethsemane, which is an olive garden at the Mount, at the foot of the Mount of Olives. And in that garden, we look back in the Bible again, where Jesus knelt to pray, and he chose to be crushed for our brokenness, for all the wrong choices we have made. Jesus chose to die on the cross for us, to take away all the bad things we have done, to take away all the brokenness that is in our lives. And he chose that decision in that garden to take away all the bad things. And then finally, okay, we're on to our grape garden. And with the grape garden, Jesus describes how we can be different. And Jesus says to his disciples in John 15, the night before he died, that he is the main trunk of a tree, and he can produce good fruit if we choose to belong to him. We can see that in the good fruits of the Spirit that we see in Jesus. So we see love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, and faithfulness. Jesus describes that we can have all those things should we choose to follow him. So I just want you to look at these gardens and think about what each message was given with each one. So a reminder that actually there is brokenness in the world with our apple garden. But Jesus has crushed it by dying on the cross for us. And with our grape garden, we can have hope that we can have a good relationship with him, that we can bear good fruit in our lives, that we can have many a blessing in our lives should we choose to follow him. And we good things can come out of our lives if we are rooted in God, if we are invest our lives in him. And we've seen, look at the blessings we have this morning that we can offer to other people. God can give us even more of that should we make that choice, should we choose to have a relationship with him.